Right, looking at those numbers, Pick n Pay Stores reporting a 17% increase in full-year profit as the supermarket chain extended its fresh produce range, opened stores and focused on keeping prices low amid weak consumer spending. Earnings, excluding one-time items, climbed to R2.58 a share in the 12 months to end February 26th, and sales were up by 7%. Let's chat to Richard Brasher, CEO of Pick n Pay. Richard, thanks for your time today, achieving all of that at a time when consumers are under pressure. So how are you finding the way that consumers are reacting to the current economic climate? Are they finding it harder to make ends meet?
Yeah, evening, Suki. Thanks for having us on. Look, it's been a challenging year for consumers. You know, they've got less in their pocket rather than more, and therefore retailers are having to work hard to make sure that we help them spend less rather than necessarily spend more. I think that some of the factors that gave us the inflation last year, which peaked at 11%, were to do with the drought in the north the year before, and you know, fortunately the north at the moment does have more rain, and we're hoping for a bit here down in Cape Town. So I think that we can see a little bit of moderation on some of the agricultural based products, assuming no other unexpected eventuality comes along. So our focus as a business is we need to run a business that our customers can afford, and therefore that means that we have to be very searching in terms of where we add value and where we add cost. And I think the team have done a good job in the last year. You know, we managed to moderate the 11% down to 6% inflation. And we've been pretty fiscally astute in terms of the way we've run the business, which has allowed us to deliver a continued improvement for our shareholders.
And at the same time, expanding, opening new stores, refurbishing, what sort of impact has that had on your numbers then?
Yeah, I mean, we spent about 1.9 billion rand investing in our estate. It's been a combination of obviously our Boxer business, which is a sort of limited range soft discounter that's sort of based in Durban. It's got 250 stores, and we're very happy with the performance there. We spent some money opening new stores and refurbishing some of their older estate. And we spent a lot of money putting our next generation stores into Pick n Pay. So a combination of the majority of our money that we're spending at the moment has been customer facing, that's been in the shops. But we've also in the year managed to extend our distribution footprint by opening a fresh DC down here in Cape Town and a grocery DC in Durban for our Boxer business.
Now, everyone's asked me to ask you this. Why did you alter the Smart Shopper program?
Well, a lot's to do with the feedback that customers have given us. And I think there might be a little bit of confusion out there as to either our motivation or what we've actually done. So for the benefit of the consumers out there who are members of our scheme, what we've heard back is that we need some more instant savings rather than necessarily points over time. And what we've introduced is two things. One is people still earn points, but they don't earn them at the same rate. The point is still worth exactly the same as it was before, so they don't need to worry about any points that they've already accrued. But in addition, what we want to do is we want to give people personalized discounts, because our club card, our Freudian slip, our smart shopper engine is now capable of identifying things that people buy the most and things that they would want, as opposed to offering promotions purely in store and you come and see if you like it or you don't. So I would be very confident that all of our smart shopper customers will get better value from Pick n Pay during the course of this year. We're not taking any of the money to the profit line. We're not giving it to anyone other than consumers. And because we know what people buy and we know when they shop and how they shop, we believe that this is the future of being a member of a club. We'll also introduce things like baby clubs and wine clubs, because whilst we're not going to start giving advice on breastfeeding, we can actually make it cheaper to actually go through that very important time in people's lives, you know, so we'll know that they need money off the nappies or the wipes or the baby powder. So I'm very excited about what we've done. I think that we'll have to work hard to make sure people are communicated because, you know, from the tone of your question, some people have said, you know, that they've done something sly.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I'm on the radio to say, no, we haven't.
Okay.
You know, we know that times are tough and we're trying to do more rather than less.
All right. We'll leave it there. Thanks, Richard. Richard Brasher, CEO of Pick n Pay.